And welcome back to the Retirement Mark Show with your retirement cash flow strategist, Mark Lumia, the one, the only. He's the owner of the True Wealth Group. You know, it was back in January of 1987 that the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin, was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame with 112 Billboard singles. Franklin is the most charted woman in the music magazine's history. I tell you, she's a living legend.
Absolutely. That's a lot of songs. I had no clue until you just told me that fact.
112.
That's a lot of songs.
She's good too. You know, just
R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
Yeah, that's what I think of every time when I think of that. You know?
So true. Mark, earlier in the show, you brought up some really good points about, you know, we had Mia, your precious little girl, on the show, and she was sharing about the importance of planning for retirement. Yes, she's 4 and she started at age 2. But on a serious note, you wanted to elaborate on the point of it's not just, you know, planning for the retirement, it's teaching them how. What would you like to speak to that?
Well, I don't want the listeners to think, well, Daddy has enough money to be able to save for her. I want them to realize, honestly, I wouldn't mind for her to be like a marketing piece for my show. I've seen commercials on TV where people had their daughters and they sold cars and, mm-hmm. you know, they would have the daughter speak. So,
oh, it's so cute.
Yes. So you can honestly, legally hire your kids to do certain things that they're really doing. Even around the house, you can actually pay them to do certain things around the house. Or if you have a home office, say, you know, you clean, you do this, you do that. And then you pay them a salary or you pay them money. Mm-hmm. And then you need to take that money and maybe go to the bank with them and have them cash a check. And then we take the money, we divide it up. All right, how much are you going to put away for your future? How much are you going to put away for this? How much are you going to do with that? And what are you going to spend this on? And things like that. So you let them start making choices and make them realize they have to work hard to get that money,
sure.
to be able to make a decision about it. So if you start teaching them early that, hey, put away 20% and don't ever touch it, and then maybe put away another 10% for emergencies or what have you, you can make up guidelines. But the goal here is to start early and to teach them early how money works. It's not just that mommy daddy just pays for something. It's mommy daddy works hard to be able to go do stuff that mommy daddy has to pay for. And they have to realize that one day they're going to have to do those things too. And why not start them early? Why not teach them those lessons when they're old enough to understand? And Mia is already old enough to understand those things. So you teach those lessons, and then if it's instilled in them, then they're going to remember that in the future too. If they make so much money, maybe they make $30,000 a year, but they live like they made $20,000 a year. If they make $100,000 a year, they live like they made $50,000 a year. And the more you save, the better it is going to be for your retirement. Maybe the earlier you can retire, and you want to make sure you can do all that and not run out of money no matter how long you live.
That's so powerful, and it goes way beyond the giving your child an allowance and, you know, paying them to do their weekly chores around the house. But what you're teaching them, the valuable lesson that you're teaching them, is what is money and where does it come from? It comes from working hard, and that is so critical.
Plus, you have choices. So now that you have this money, what are the choices? What should I do first? Well, you should pay yourself first. And what does that mean? You put aside 20%. Before you even pay taxes, you pay yourself first. And then maybe you tithe 10%. And then after that, then use the 70% to do whatever you want with. Hopefully, you know, they want to save more and more. Because what's funny is, oh, let's put away 50 cents, Daddy, not 20 cents of the dollar. Let's put away 50 cents. You never know what they'll surprise you with.
Because they get excited. They get into it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I can remember, I think, a lot of the listeners going to Sunday school. And would you remember when your mom would give you change to give in the offering in Sunday school?
Yeah, I would want to pocket it.
Oh, you were that kid.
I would want to, but I would, you know, I'd be forced to put it in the basket.
I know. When you're that little kid and you see this big, you know, bucket of money going past you, it's like, hey, is this like candy where we take some out? No.
Hey, sometimes I play little games like just randomly, all of a sudden the other day, before we went out to eat, we were all in the kitchen and I took out my money and I put down a 10, a 20, and a 100. I said, Mia, pick which one you want. That's what I said. Pick which one you want. And she picked all three.
Yeah.
I said, that's pretty smart. I said, you only get to choose one.
Oh,
believe it or not, she took the 20. She, you know, obviously she probably doesn't understand the difference between 10, 20, and 100.
Yeah.
But she picked the 20, and then we went to the store after dinner. I promised to let her pick out a little tree, even though I probably shouldn't let her have candy. And I said, all right, only one thing. And guess what? She picked out one thing, went up to the register.
She looked at
Daddy. She said, Daddy, you pay.
Of course.
Hey.
I always tell her to put her money in the pocket. Daddy will pay. So then I made her go in her purse, and it was $2.12, and I only had two singles. So I said, all right, get out your change. So she picked out two quarters and laid two quarters there.
Aww.
And I gave her one quarter back. So you only need one quarter, honey. And I said, wait, the lady's going to give you change. So I'm trying to teach her how to, be good with money.
That's huge. Well, the Washington Post's Michelle Singletary has issued a financial challenge to her readers. It's a 21-day financial fast where you can't buy anything that's not necessary. The goal is to get people to temporarily stop spending on things they can do without, like movies, eating out, and coffee on the go. Mark, what do you think of a fast like this to trim down our budgets?
No, I think it's a good lesson to learn. I think it's a good thing to try. On top of that, I would probably even say don't use credit cards or debit cards, just use cash. A lot of people don't even realize what they spend because we always just use the plastic.
Mm-hmm.
But from the article, it says the benefits of doing the fast are it allows you to focus on what you really want to do with your money. At its core, the financial fast is about breaking the chains that keep you from being a better manager of your money. The fast includes not using your credit cards or debit cards, which forces you to be more aware of how much you're spending. So I think it's a good practice. It's worth trying. And maybe you become more aware of your money and how much you really spend.
It kind of reminds me of like when you do a healthier eating lifestyle, a lot of the people will have you write everything down, and it just makes you more aware and accountable. It's kind of the same principle to me.
Well, I wish it would work that way, because if it worked like that, everyone wouldn't have to worry. And what I mean by that is when you go on a diet, you lose the weight, but then you gain back more. Wouldn't it be nice to just gain back more money for doing a little lesson?
Yeah, I keep picking up all this money. Boy, I've got to do something. I got to get out and run.
I need to keep on doing this 21-day fast. So I keep having more and more money.
We wish, right?
That's right.
Well, we've talked a lot about the retirement crisis in this country, and according to a study by Bankrate.com, 36% of Americans have nothing saved for retirement. In Illinois, they have decided to do something about it. Mark, what can you tell us about this program?
Well, I think the premise behind it's a good thing, but I actually don't really like it because I think we already have too much government. And if we had a lot less government, we would owe a lot less money. I wonder, I probably need to look it up. I wonder how much we spend on our government compared to how much we spend on the military. I bet we spend way more money on government than we do on the military. But according to the article, it basically says the program is funded by a 3% deduction from workers' paycheck. And the system isn't mandatory, but you have to opt out of it. Instead of having to opt in, you have to opt out. The reason they do that, Fidelity says that when you have to opt out, 3/4 of young workers will not opt out. So they'll be investing money. And then compared to with only 20% who have to opt in, only 20% will actually opt in. It says Illinois won't require employers with fewer than 25 employees to participate. I think it's a good premise. It's forcing them to say, but I don't like that the government's doing that. I'd rather people learn when they're little and make their own decisions and get the government out of the stuff, and we'll save the money from not having the government involved.
Well, this is a fun story. Do y'all remember the Rubik's Cube?
Oh, absolutely. I played it when I was little, and I'm the kind of person that, you know, if I lose, I'm not a sore loser. I want to beat them the next time. So, you know, at first, you know, you learn how to do one side. And you go, hey, I did one side. You show everyone that one color because there's 6 sides to Rubik's Cube. And then you learn how to do 2 sides. And then you learn how to do 3 sides. And then you're like, you're going to either take it and throw it up against the wall to break it, or you're going to figure out, how am I going to do this?
Pull the stickers off and change it.
Yeah, or break it apart and put it back together, right?
Yeah.
But what I actually did is I actually went out to a library or a bookstore and bought a book on how to do the Rubik's Cube.
Now, see, that I am not surprised at all.
See, it started early, didn't it?
He had a thirst for knowledge back then. And Hawk, did you do the Rubik's Cube? Were you able to do it?
You know, I did a couple times, but I wasn't very good at it at all. I mean, it was just...
No,
I got frustrated too fast.
I tried it, got frustrated, and quietly put it aside,
yeah.
And I was done.
Well, I tried it and kept on trying. I kept going one more side, but after I got to three sides, I couldn't figure out how to get four.
Well,
so I had to buy a book because I wanted to. I had to finish it. So I think I did it one time from the book, and I probably did it one time or more from breaking it apart and putting it back together. I never removed the stickers though. That's pretty. That's a pretty good one there, Hawk.
Sorry, yeah. I had to come up with an idea. That was the best thing I could come up with.
An easier one
is just make sure all sides have the same color.
Yeah, right.
And then you can never mess it up.
Yeah, easier said than done, Mr. Book Reader. Hey, this article from Forbes is fun because it talks about, you know, Rubik's Cube has six sides, and Forbes has given us six ways to solve the retirement puzzle. Quickly, at the end of this segment, Mark, what's your take on it?
Well, the six things were wages, debt, investment gains, time, cost of living, and income. And all those are just part of a plan. You need to have a plan that's saying you need to have a strategy. Sometimes you're doing one thing, you can mess up something else. If you're working on one side of the Rubik's Cube, you can mess up the other side of the Rubik's Cube. So get with a specialist or retirement cash flow strategist and set an appointment and get a second opinion.
Mark wants you to have measurable success. It starts with calling Mark to schedule your complimentary retirement strategy stress test. Call today, 1-800-7-MARK-72, 1-800-762-7572. Hey, more of the Retirement Mark Show coming up right after this.